四章七到十一节。
It's First Peter, chapter 4:7-11.
如果翻到的话，我们一起用任何的语言，我们可以一起攻读神的话。
Please let us read together in your own language if you prefer.
对，请。万物的基础彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们，好，我们读到这里。又到了我们教会需要提名理事的时刻。
So it's time for our church to appoint council members again.
教会过去这么多年来也多亏了这些忠心的理事们。
And those council members have been faithfully serving our church.
他们辛勤地摆上来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
And they've been serving our church, our brothers, sisters for years.
那其实我们都知道，选理事的目的不是选他们出来服侍或是出来做事。
But we all know, the council member are not only be appointed to serve the church or to do things.
因为侍奉是每一个基督徒的责任。
Because serve God is everybody's responsibility.
只是我们让这一些人来带领大家侍奉。
But the church council members, our group of people, will lead us.In the ministry.
所以当我们在问说什么才是侍奉呢？
So sometimes we ask, what is ministry?
可能我们马上想到的就是教会要完成教会所有的事工。
So when we think about it, we say, oh, all the things that the church needs to do.
特别是侍奉轮值表上面所安排的工作。
Especially those are on our brochures, all these positions.
例如诗会、领唱、诗琴、翻译、诗班、招待、带领查经、教主日学，甚至洗碗、做清洁等等等等。
So such like presiders, choir leaders, music leaders, translator, usher, Sunday school teacher, and then the kitchen and the cleaning team.
那是不是我们安排这一群人？忠心的服侍而不埋怨，这样叫做有稳固的侍奉吗？
So, is that this group of appointed people, when they faithfully perform their duty, is that a solid ministry?
其实不是这样理解的。
Not quite.
首先我们必须要明白什么叫做侍奉。
So we must first understand what ministry means.
上次跟大家分享过，侍奉是我们生命将神献上。全人的生活都叫做侍奉。
So ministry, we last time we talked about is you offer God your life, whatever you can do to Him to serve Him.
那在希腊文，在新约希腊文里面，侍奉这个字呢，有三个字根都可以翻译成侍奉或是服侍。
In Greek language, there are three words can all be translated as ministry.
这是专门形容人对神他的心态跟行动。
So it's describe people's attitude towards God and then their actions.
这三个字根分别可以翻译成三个不同的含义，是有关于敬拜、听命跟做主仆。
So the words can be translated as worship and listen to God's words and be His servant.
可见服侍神需要静下心来听神的意思。
So which means we know that.We want to be God's servant. We need to quiet down our hearts and listen to God.
所以所做的如果不是出于神的心意，就算再辛苦忙碌，也不能算是侍奉。
So if we're busy doing things that are not God's will, it's not serving Him.
所以侍奉应该是我们生活的一部分。
So ministry is part of our life.
只要你为神回应，能为了回应神的爱及达到荣耀神的目的。所甘心付出的一切行动都可以叫做侍奉。
As long as you respond to the love of God and your action can glorify Him, it's ministry.
所以当你上班的时候，以荣耀基督的态度，积极认真工作，秉公行义，不收取贿赂，立下员工楷模，这样的榜样就是侍奉神了。
So at work, if you work hard and be honest and not taking bribes, and set a good example for others to follow, in this way you're glorifying God. It's ministry.
当你照着圣经的教导做好一个好的丈夫、好的妻子的角色，哎，这也是侍奉啊。
And when you obey Bible's instructions on how to be a good husband and a wife, and this is serving God.
所以林书豪他说他把打篮球当作侍奉，一点都不为过。
So Lin Shuhao said he serves God by playing basketball. It's not an understatement.
而稳固的侍奉乃是指可以持久稳定，不轻易动摇或改变，而且是根据神的心意而做。不是根据自己的心情、认知、利益得失而调整。
So a solid ministry, is to, serve God with endurance according to God's will, not your own will or your own calculation.
当你持定为神而做时，你就不会三心两意，却能分辨主次的重要性。
So when you determine to serve God, you will not be distracted. I can see what is important.
正如耶稣所说的，在路加福音十六章十三节。
Like Jesus said in Luke, Luke 16:13.
让我们一起来共读一遍。
Let's read together. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
倘若我们有时把神摆在第一位，有时又向金钱妥协，认为赚钱第一，这就不是稳固的侍奉。
So if we sometimes put God first and other times give in to money, this is not a solid ministry.
当你侍奉时是因人而异，或是做表面功夫，也都不能算是稳固的侍奉。
And when we change our attitude or according to circumstances, it's not a solid ministry.
正如保罗这样说，我们一起来读以弗所书六章六到七节，预备，请。
Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes on you,
but to slaves of Christ
doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you are serving the Lord, not man.
好，这样看来，假如我们的侍奉不是根据顺从神的心意，而是根据个人心情的好坏、利益的计算、时间的方便或临时的需要而决定的，这都不能称为稳固的侍奉了。
So if we don't serve according to the will of God, swing left or right based on your own mood, calculate profits or losses, that's not ministry.
好。除了耶稣及保罗，彼得他也是一个非常看重有稳固的侍奉。
Not only Peter and Paul is the one who has a very solid ministry.
刚才我们所读的这段经文，其中有很多宝贵功课的提醒。
So the scripture we read, there have a lot of valuable instructions.
可以让我们所有侍奉者无论在今天的教会侍奉当中，或是个人的服事当中，都可以得到许多实际的帮助。
And we can learn a lot, not only for the services in churches, but also for our personal life.
来使我们能够有一个更稳固的侍奉。
So that we can have a very solid.
以下三方面我们要一起来学习。
There's three areas. Let's.
第一个是稳固侍奉的障碍。
So the first one is the obstacles of having a solid ministry.
好，让我们一起来读第七节跟第八节。
Let's read verse 7 and
8. 请。
The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober-minded, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
好，在周报上有大纲，请你把它改一下。我的失误，把它印错了，你把它改一下。不是理由，更清楚的应该是障碍，或是说造成我们服事不能稳固的有以下三方面的缺乏认知。
And we can, you can correct on your outlines. It's not the reason of having a solid ministry, but the obstacles.
好，第一个是时候不多，也就是万物的结局近了。
The first one is the time is near.
有时候我们不能够有稳固的侍奉，并不是因为我们不愿意侍奉，而是我们常常对侍奉没有急迫感。
So sometimes it's not because we do not want to serve, But it's because we don't feel the urgency to serve.
因此我们就会找到许多的借口理由来拖延，总是希望下次以后将来有机会再来侍奉。
So that we find excuses to delay it and hoping for the next opportunity.
所以我们就不知道去珍惜现今的机会。
So that we don't know how to cherish the chance that we've been given right now.
圣经告诉我们说万物的结局近了，也就是说世界末日快到了。
The Bible tells us the end of all things is near.
你不能保证还有多少时间跟机会。
And we don't know how much time and how much opportunity we still have.
所以不要误以为说侍奉的机会随时都会有的，慢慢来，反正以后有的是机会。
So we should not think that there are many opportunities that are still waiting for us. We can take our time and do it later.
其实侍奉的机会都是神给的。
In fact, every opportunity is given by God.
因此我们要去把握，而不是去等待。
So that we need to grasp it, not to wait for it.
否则你就失去这份参与的机会，错过了这个侍奉的祝福。
Miss opportunity.
好，正如耶稣他所说的。
As Jesus said.
在约翰福音第九章第四节，我们一起来读。
In John chapter 9, let's read together. As long as this day,
we must do
the works of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
当年耶稣时代有许多懂得珍惜机会服侍的人，他就得到耶稣的称许。
And there are many many people during Jesus' time know how to grasp this opportunity to serve Him.
例如那个打破玉瓶以香膏抹主的那位女人。
So remember that woman who broke the alabaster jar of perfume anointed Jesus.
或是那位单纯献上五饼二鱼的孩童。
I remember that kid who offered 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
那你呢？我们来想一想，其实神也给我们很多侍奉的机会，而我们有没有去把握呢
？And what about you?Think about how many opportunities God has given you. Have you acted on it?
好，第二个我们的这个障碍呢，是我们的态度不对。
And the second obstacle is we don't have the correct attitude.
我们需要谨慎与警醒的态度。
We need to be clear-minded and self-controlled.
第七节下半节说，所以你们要怎么样？谨慎、自守、警醒、祷告。
So that's why they say, therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
不正确的侍奉态度会导致我们毫不在乎，以马虎随便的心去做事。
So the wrong attitude makes us doing things incomplete.
表面上是有完成任务，但事实上却是敷衍了事。
But it looks like we're working, but without putting our heart and mind into it.
这样的侍奉态度并不是神所喜悦的。
I don't think that a kind of attitude God enjoys.
神所要我们的是存一颗谨慎自守、警醒祷告的心来服事。
God wants to have a clear-minded and self-controlled and prayerful ministry.
这样的侍奉就会以战战兢兢的态度去做自我要求，而且做得更好。
So when we serve with caution, serve according to God's will.
并且也会敏锐神的心意与需要来完成神的托付，这样的侍奉才能够稳固长久。
So that we can obey God's will and do better, and this kind of ministry that will endure and pleasing to God.
而且也能够让自己更加的殷勤火热。
And also it can encourage yourself to do more.
正如保罗他所说的。
That Paul said.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章十一节。
Let's read Romans
12. 殷勤不可软弱，要心里火热，常常服侍主。好，这绝不是用勉强的方式，乃是一种心存感恩的表现，而愿意以虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉。
So this is not a forced but volunteer to serve with gratitude.
正如希伯来书十二章二十八节所说。
That's a book Hebrew 12:28.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let be thankful to worship God acceptably with reverence on all.
好，我们常说你的态度就决定了你的高度。
So we always say attitude determines your achievement.
那这个道理呢，适用在对人处事上面。那我认为其实也适用在侍奉上。
So I think it can not only.Apply to our interaction with other people, but also can apply in how to serve God.
因为当你侍奉态度对了，神就会把你带到 另外一个属灵的高度。
Because when you have a right attitude to serve Him, God will bring you to a new height.
好，第三个障碍是爱心不够，也就是缺乏侍奉的动力。
So the third one is, not enough love.
好，第八节，第八节告诉我们什么？我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read.
行，最要紧的是。
Love each other deeply.
因为爱人，
所以 of
好，由于我们的爱心不够，才造成我们的侍奉不能够长久。
If we're lacking in love, our service cannot endure.
我认为这是一个很实际的问题，相信也困扰着许多的人。
And it is indeed a problem, and I believe it troubles many people.
当你问你自己，你侍奉的动力是什么
？So when we ask ourselves, what's our motivation?
有人觉得说是为了要得到肯定。
Some people say it and for other people's approval.
哦，是为了找到自信。
Some people say to seek self-confidence.
是为了发挥神给的恩赐。
Or say to express the grace you have received from God.
或者是为了面子不忍心拒绝邀请。
Or you just don't know how to refuse other people's request.
但我告诉你，如果你不是以爱作为动力来服侍，你的侍奉是不会稳固长久的。
But I tell you, if your motivation is not based on love,
在这段经文提醒我们说，由于万物的结局近了，所以我们要在态度上要先谨慎自守，警醒祷告。但最要紧的行动是什么
？So Scripture reminds us that the end of things is near. First, we need to be clear mind and self control, so we can pray. But what's the most important thing?
哦，时间不多了，所以要赶紧传福音啊！赶快接受神学装备，参加更多的聚会吗
？So is that we don't have too much time, so we need to preach the gospel. We need to arm ourselves with the theology. We need to attend more fellowship.
其实都不是的，哎
，It's not so.
而是要操练彼此切实相爱。
We need to practice how to love each other.
哎，我们常常说啊，就事论事，人归人，事归事。
So we often say duty has no sweetheart. People's people, things are things.
为了把事情做得完善，我们甚至可以六亲不认。
In order to fulfill our duties, we can even reject our relatives.
但侍奉不能够这样子哎。
But serving God is different.
因为彼此切实相爱才是所有侍奉的动力。
So we must love each other. That is where our strength comes from.
我就像成功的父母，他总会无条件的为孩子付出。
Like parents.They will sacrifice for their kids.
当孩子在学校做不好啊，受到欺负，你懂得会懂得保护他的孩子，甚至愿意为孩子忍受一切的责难。
And when the kids have problems at school, being bullied, and the parents know how to protect them, and sometimes even parents took blames for their kids.
我们看见今天普世华人教会有一个现象，就是年龄老化。那些年轻人跑去哪里了？
So now we see there's a common problem in all the churches. It's like the members are all aging. Where are the young people?
我们训练我们孩子，你要用功读书啊，你要考上名校啊。哎，结果他们都达到了。等到他们上名校之后，他们就不再回到教会了。
So all the parents are focused on education. So, but when the kids are going to good college and university, they no longer show up in church.
你知道他们一生当中受到多少的伤害吗？
Do you know how many things in their lives that will hurt them?
你知道他们一生当中忍辱了多少的苦难吗
？Do you know how many difficulties and obstacles they will face in their lives?
其实我们今天每一个人在社会工作、在家庭里面，我们都在不同的程度都受到很多的伤害。
So today, you can think about in your own personal life, we experience a lot of hurt.
而我们也常常祷告说：“神是我的医治，是我的避难所。”
And we often say in our prayers that God is our healer, He is my refuge.
但我们来想一想，假如教会真正能够成为一个医治之处，一个爱的避难所，那将是如同天堂一样多么美好的地方。
So if church is a place to heal and to seek shelter, such a beautiful heavenly place, how wonderful that is.
我相信大家都要争先恐后来教会了，不是吗
？And people should be rushing into the church, right?
但是相反的，我们如果看见，甚至我们如果听见，我们当中许多人来到教会，不但不能够得到医治，反而在教会里面受伤了。你认为这样的事是神所容许的吗
？But sadly, some people come to church, not receiving any healing, but get injured. Do you think God would allow that in His church?
要我们常常听到这样的故事，不是吗
We often heard such stories, sad stories, isn't it?
你要知道，只有耶稣的宝血才能够赦罪，但是我们的爱却能够遮掩别人许多的罪。
But we all know that Jesus can forgive sins, but our love can cover over a multitude of sins.
在爱中被接纳，被建立。你看，这不就是教会当中最美丽的一面吗？
So that people can be accepted and built up in the church, in our love.
这不正是我们所期待在我们当中所发生的事吗？
So isn't that what we've been hoping for?
第二方面，我们要谈到稳固侍奉的挑战。
So the second area, we'll talk about the challenges.
好，接下来，第九节、第十节，我们一起来读。
Let's read 9 and 10.
预备，请。
发言，
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神。好，感谢。好，有三方面的挑战，根据这两节经文。
So there are three challenges.
第一个是要互相款待，不发怨言。
So the first one is we have to offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
那为什么我们第一个挑战在我们侍奉当中，我们很难去？互相款待而且不发怨言呢，那是因为我们大家都习惯或是喜欢被人服侍的感觉。
So why is the first challenge that to serve each other without grumbling? Because everybody enjoys being served.
我们都包括了，请问为什么我们很喜欢去，如果有能力的话，我们喜欢去高档的餐厅吃饭，然后喜欢去比较有气派的沙龙做头发。
So think about in our lives, why we pay high price to eat in an expensive restaurant, or why do we go to luxury salon to have our hair done?
因为被服侍的感觉很爽啊。
Because it's nice to be served.
我们也乐意大方的给小费，这是我们的习惯。
And it feels so good, and we're willing to tip generously.
这没什么不对的。
By tradition, there's nothing wrong.
但是我们来教会，有时候我们却用相同的心态。
But in church, we cannot have the same mindset.
我们要找一个教会，是不是啊？让我很爽的，很舒服的。
So you can't say, "Hey, I need to find a church that makes me feel really comfortable."
哦，我来听听他的讲道，讲的好不好
？Let's see if the preaching is good or not.
我看这个他们唱的诗歌有没有唱得很尽兴
？And let's see their singing is enjoyable.
他们教的主日学有没有教得很丰富
？And how about the Sunday school? Is the teaching satisfying?
儿童节目、青少年的节目有没有办得很活泼
？And is the kids' activity numerous?
哦，如果有啊，我慷慨奉献。
Or if everything is good, I'll offer generously.
如果没有，我再换教会看看。
If not, I'll try another church.
但请问这样的侍奉是神所期待的吗？
So, is that kind of ministry what God was expecting?
神要我们彼此服侍，不是接受服侍。
God wants us to serve each other, not to receive service from others.
所以这里讲做互相款待。是什么意思？意思就是说，每一个人都要参与侍奉。
So here we say, offer hospitality to one another. That means everybody needs to serve.
我服侍你，你也来服侍我，这才叫互相款待啊。
I serve you and you serve me. That's each other.
这跟教会提供的活动节目无关。
That has nothing to do with the church organized activity.
这也跟教会领袖的素质或是他讲到的内容无关。
It has nothing to do with the church leader's qualification or the preaching's good or not.
而是在乎每个人是否在其中有参与。
But have everything to do with everyone's involvement.
当每一个人都有参与了，这才是神所期待的。
When everybody's involved, that's what God expects.
不过另外一个问题又来了。
But another problem arises.
因为每个人都参与了，有人参与多，有人参与少，这就会比较啦。
So when everyone is involved, some involve more, some less, and then there will be comparison.
侍奉当中有了比较，结果就是什么？发怨言了，就会埋怨了。为什么我做的比较多，他做的比较少？
And then there come the grumbling, why I do more and he do less?
为什么我做的这么好，他却做的那么糟？
Why I can do better and he do worse?
同样一件事情，为什么我做完之后得到批评，他却得到表扬
？Why we're doing the same thing afterwards? I receive criticism and he got praises.
为了克服让自己不去比较，也不去批评的挑战， 就是我们要效法耶稣的榜样。
To overcome our urges to compare or to criticize other people, we need to learn from Jesus.
马可福音十章
Mark 10:45.
我们一起来攻读
Let's read together.
好吧？预备，请。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
哇，我明白，原来主来到这个世界是要来服侍人，不是受人服侍啊。
So I can see Jesus, he come to the world to serve, not be served.
这么伟大的天上的君王来服侍我们这些卑微不配的罪人。
And the king of the heaven come down to earth and serve us.
那我们在服侍什么？
So what we serve?
如果我们可以认清自己侍奉的目的乃是为了效法跟随耶稣，我们就能够克服这一个挑战。
So when we see that we serve and then we follow Jesus' example, and then we could haveA solid ministry.
正如约翰福音十二章二十六节所说。
John 12:26.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
服侍我，我父必尊重他。我们可以跟主一样得到天父的尊重，何等的荣誉啊！
What an honor the heavenly Father will honor us.
第二个挑战是要领受恩赐，彼此服侍。
So the second challenge is to receive God's gifts to serve.
第十节上半节说，个人要照所得的恩赐怎么样？个人要照所得的恩赐怎么样？
彼此服侍。
彼此服侍。我们另外一个条件就是，我们若看见在教会的侍奉是靠着自己的血气，随着自己的感动啊，心情的好坏时候，我们非常热心。服侍殷勤做工，那心情不好就突然消失，也不做交代，那我们说这样的人叫做没有委身的心智。
So in verses 10 God says each one should use whatever gifts to receive to serve others. And here another challenge is when we serve based on our own passion, our own enthusiasm. When we're in good mood we serveattentively, and when we're in bad mood, we disappear without a word.
所以我们就误以为说，好，我们要找人来服侍，我们要找那个委身的，而不是心情好坏啊，这个起伏不定的人来服侍。
So that's why we say, oh, we need to find people who have humility and who is humble to serve.
所以我们就说，哎，这样委身的人又很难找到，所以这就是教会主要的挑战。
But such person is really hard to find. That's why it becomes our challenge.
但事实上我们会知道，原来我们都是软弱的罪人。
But we all know we are all sinners.
我们没有办法仰赖自己的委身去成就任何事情的。
And we do not naturally possess humility.
我们只能求神怜悯，赐下能力给我们，好叫我们可以领受这份从天而来的恩典，来彼此服侍。
So we must ask God.To give us grace so that we can be humbled in serving each other.
这样我们才能够达到事半功倍的果效。
So in this way, we can double our achievement and then labor less, struggle less.
倘若你觉得缺乏恩赐、才干、能力去侍奉，那你就勇敢地向神求。
If you're lacking talent or gift, you need to bravely ask God for it.
虽然我们知道恩赐是神给的，主权在神。但是如果你连渴慕这份侍奉的恩赐能力都没有，那你就不配来侍奉神。
However, we understand God is in charge. But if you don't even have the eagerness to ask Him to be powered to serve Him, and then you cannot serve in His ministry.
如果你没有那个意愿来向神求更多的恩赐，那你唯一能够做的就是凭自己的本事。
So if you don't ask Him for His strength.And all you can do is based on your own ability.
在圣经有一个人物很平凡，但我很欣赏他。
And there is a person in the Bible. It's ordinary, but I really like him.
他名字叫以利沙。
His name is Elisha.
他只是跟随他的师父以利亚，五十个先知门徒当中其中一位。
So Elisha is an ordinary man. He was only one of the 50 Elijah's disciples.
所以当以利亚 他的师父以利亚要被神接走之前呢，只有他一个人紧紧跟随师父过约旦河。
So before God took Elijah to heaven, he is the only one who followed him all the way to the Jordan River.
所以当以利亚他要被神的旋风接走之前，他问他你要什么？
So before Elijah was taken by the by God, and he asked him, "What do you want? What do you want?"
哎，以利沙竟然这样说，他说：“愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。”
And Elisha said, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit."
我猜以利亚心中可能会这样说。说你这个不自不量力的臭小子，我现在是全以色列有史以来最有能力的先知，我的地位无人能及啊！你却要加倍的恩赐能力，你算老几啊
？So I'm guessing Elijah must be thinking that Elisha has asked for the impossible, since Elijah is the most powerful prophet in history, in Israel's history.
请注意哦，圣经接下来并没有看见以利沙啊，以利沙听到以利亚听见以利沙这样祈求说：“好吧，我为你祷告，啊，按着你的祈求就成就了。”没有哎。
So we see, what follows is Elijah didn't really pray for whatever Elijah have asked.
愿你刚刚的祷告啊，神垂听啊，神纪念。他也没有这样子做。他说了什么一句话呢？我们一起来读这句话。还有。
Let's read together. It's interesting.
好，来。以利亚说：“你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开
了。
他为什么这样说呢？因为他知道所有的恩赐能力是来自神，神愿意给他就给他，不是以利亚说了算。
Why he said such? Because Elijah knows.” Every blessing come from God is not his to give.
果然我们看见因着以利沙渴慕侍奉神，果真神给他加倍的恩赐能力。
But we can see later, since Elisha was eager to serve God, God did give him.
后来圣经告诉我们，以利亚一生总共行过11个神迹，但是以利沙却有加倍22个神迹。
So we can see Elijah in his lifetime, he performed 11 miracles, but Elisha performed 22.
你渴慕被神所用吗？
Are you eager to be used by God?
你又要勇敢地向神求恩赐能力。
And you must ask God for it bravely.
我过去得到许多人对我的评价，是说，哎，叶俊明啊，他除了会弹琴还能做什么？
So in my past, when people talk about me, they'll say,Pastor Ye, other than playing the piano, what else can he do?
这听起来好像说他除了会扫厕所，他还能干嘛？
It almost sounds like, he can scrub the toilet.
有一点羞辱人的味道，可是我觉得很阿门，我很同意，因为我真的什么都不会。
But, you know, it feels kind of bad, but, you know, I kind of agree. What else can I do?
但我现在反而最常听到的评价说，哎，居然他这个叶俊明居然还会弹琴呐、啊、
！And now I heard people say that I can't believe Pastor Ye can even play the piano.
意思就是说，神在这段期间给我许多的恩赐跟能力。
So it shows me that God has given me a lot of grace and gifts.
这个秘诀就在于你是否渴望领受更多的恩赐，是为了来服侍神。
And the secret is if you're eager to receive the gift from God to serve Him.
最后一个挑战是要善用恩赐，做好管家。
So the third one is being faithful steward of God.
第十节下半节说要做神百般恩赐的什么？要做神百般恩赐的什么？好管家。
So verse 10.As faithfully administering God's grace in these various forms.
我们每一个人都有领受来自神所给的恩赐。
So everyone will receive God's grace.
我告诉你，假如你没有恩赐，我恭喜你，因为你不用成为管家。
And if you receive nothing, congratulations, you don't have to be a steward.
但很可惜的是，每一个人或多或少都至少有一个恩赐。
But more or less, everybody will receive some kind of gift from God.
这个恩赐包括你任何的才干、你的天赋、能力、专长、爱好、聪明、智慧等等。
The gift can include your ability, your talent, specialty, your hobby, wisdom, etc.
所以事实上是任何人都无法逃避做神管家的责任。
So everyone is responsible. You cannot run away from your responsibility.
而且每一个恩赐都要好好的为神所用。
And all these gifts, we need to use it.
这就是侍奉的挑战啊！
That's our challenge.
我们需要用严肃的态度来面对。这就是为什么将来我们除了得救之外，我们将来还要审判呢，要在神面前交账的。
So that's why we need to have a serious attitude. You receive the gift now, but in the future you have to face God.
路加十二章四十二节，我们一起来攻读。
Luke 12:42, let's read together.
请。主说谁是忠心
的
管理，管理家里的好，一个好管家 不仅需要要有忠心，也需要有见识。
So a good steward not only needs to be loyal but also needs to be wise.
那忠心就是对主的话不打折扣，主怎样说我们就怎样做。
So loyal means you don't take shortcuts. You do exactly what God commands.
有见识就是顾念别人的需要，人需要什么，我们就供应什么。
And wise means bear in mind about other people's needs to support and to supply.
所以当我们以自己的看法来取代神的原则，这就是不忠心。
So when we do things according to our own decision, it's not loyal.
当我们不顾念别人的需要，把自己有的硬塞给别人去接受，这就是没见识。
And when we force others to accept what you want to offer, that's not wise.
所以有忠心而无见识不好，有见识而无忠心也不好，或者是既无忠心又无见识，那更不好。
So loyalty without wisdom is bad.Wisdom without loyalty is bad. Neither loyal nor wise is even worse.
所以这些情形都不是神要我们做好管家所应有的。
So those are not a quality to be a good steward.
要善用神给我们的所有的恩赐来做神的好管家。
So we need to faithfully administer all the gifts God has given us.
好，那最后呢，到底稳固的侍奉是什么意思呢？
So, and then what's the meaning of having a solid ministry?
十一节有告诉我们
verse 11, let's read together.
意义，我们一起来读第十一节，预备，请。
If anyone speaks, he should do it while speaking in the very word of God. If anyone serves, he should do so with the strength God provided, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
好，这里面呢，其有三方面哈，是关于自己。关于他人跟关于上帝的三方面原则。
So there are three areas, three rules about yourself, others, and towards God.
好，关于自己是能够找到最适合的岗位。
So for yourself, you need to find your suitable position.
啊，这个若有讲道的，的原文的意思是无论谁讲道。啊，若有服事的，啊，原文是说无论谁是服事。
So here we see, if anyone speaks, in original text is whoever speaks.And if anyone serves in original text, it's whoever serves.
也就是说，无论任何人从事任何的服事，都要按着神的方式去做。
So it is clear that whoever you are and whatever you do, you need to do in God's way.
换一句话说，找到最适合的侍奉岗位，就是找到神的心意。
So to find a suitable position for you to serve, which means to find God's will.
要知道，其实神为我们每一个人都有量身定做一个最适合我们的角色跟岗位，让我们去服事。
So we know that God give everyone a perfect position that suitable to you for you to serve.
只是我们不知道而已。
But the problem is we just don't know.
所以我们要努力的去找寻神为我们预备的人生计划及侍奉岗位。
So that's why we need to seek God's will and then seek where He wants us to do.
但往往许多基督徒深感侍奉最大的遗憾与痛苦，就是找不到自己最适合的岗位，而却勉强在那里苦撑。
So, but many Christians have hard time to find where they should serve and suffer doing what they're doing.
例如明明有人的恩赐就不是音乐， 唱歌五音不全，不过这样的人是很少很少很少，但是他却自己认为啊，他有感动负担要带领这敬拜诗歌，而且花了很多的心血苦练。
And for example, some people music is not their gift, and their five tones they're missing four.
结果你也知道啊，因为这不是他的恩赐，所以他不但唱的或是他弹的很辛苦，被他服侍的人也听得很痛苦。
So since it's not their gift in this, they're not gifted in this way, they will suffer much doing so, and the people who they serve will suffer also.
不要去想谁是谁，我在暗指谁，不要不要，这样的人是很少的哈，不在我们当中哈，不要又乱解释了哈。
And don't try to figure out, trying to figure out who that person is.
所以我们的困扰就是找到一个适合的岗位，其实就是我们要找到一份你自己很享受，而且也得到别人认可的服事。
So, finding your own position that is enjoyable for you to serve and also benefit others.
这样的侍奉才能够稳固。
And that kind of ministry is solid.
好，第二个意义是关于他人能够领受最丰盛的祝福。
And the second one is about others, so they can receive abundant blessings.
这里讲到说。若有讲到要按着神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍。
So we say here, if anyone speaks, he should do it in speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength.
好，我要请问各位，你看教会当中有这么多重要大大小小的服侍，为什么在这里只提到 举例两种呢？
So we can seeYou will ask, there's so many ministries in the church. Why is here only mentioned two?
哦，所以有人认为说，哦，许多人来教会主要就是听讲道嘛，所以以为讲道才是最重要的服事，其他都是其次的。
So that some people explain, oh, you come to church for the sermon. So preaching is important. Everything else is secondary.
但是我相信圣经的意思不是这样子。
But I don't I do not agree.
圣经用这两个举例是有目的的。
The Bible uses two examples have its purpose.
主要就是说明在神的眼中，侍奉是不分高低的，能够祝福别人的服事都是一样最美的服事。
So we can see here, Scripture made it clear that when we serve, there is no high or low, important or unimportant, as long as it benefits others.
而且也是最稳固的侍奉。
And also is a very solid, solid ministry.
即使这里讲到这个字原文是说话。
So preach here in the original text is speaking.
也就是说，所有用口、用嘴巴服侍的都包括了。
So whoever use your mouth words.To serve, that's all included.
哦，那就很多了啊！你在跟人家传福音，你在教导，你在祷告，你在做任何用嘴巴做的任何的事情，为主做的，都叫服事啦。
So that's included a lot. You preach the gospel, you teach Sunday school, and then you encourage people. That's all, it's all ministry.
那这里其实很简单的分类，有些侍奉的确要用口，有些侍奉是要用手。
So of course, there's some ministry you need to speak, use your mouth, and there's some ministry you need to do, use your hands.
但无论如何，弟兄姐妹能不能够从你的服事当中领受到丰盛的祝福，这才是关键，才是重点。
But the importance is, by your service, if others can be encouraged, that's the important.
倘若你服事是凭着自己的口才或本事在服事。最后得到的是来自人的掌声、称赞和肯定。你认为这样是神所期待的服事吗
？So if you serve based on your own talent, your own strength, receive man's praise and applause, do you think that's what God expected or wanted？
事实上，我们如果凭靠自己的本事来服事，弟兄姐妹不仅不能够得到祝福，反而会成为教会彼此增进。才艺较量的舞台。
So in fact, if we serve based on our own strength, the church will become a battlefield.
所延伸出来的嫉妒纷争，那只会玷污神的圣殿。
And then the members competing with each other, and there will be anger and envy, and they will stain God's holy temple.
那相反的是，无论我们做什么事情，如果我们的服事能够真正祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。 那你就会愿意降服在神的带领当中。
But if you want to be a blessing to others, you must be obedient to God.
你就会以谦卑温柔 的爱心来服侍。
And you will serve with humbleness and with love.
也造就弟兄姐妹，使他们得到祝福。
And also build them up.
而不是让自己觉得飘飘然而 更受欢迎。
Or it's not for your own benefit.
最后是关于上帝。
And then the third one is
能得着因基督的荣耀。
He can be glorified through Jesus Christ.
所以讲到凡事是指每一件服事。
So here we say in all things means everything.
所有的服事最重要的目的就是让神得荣耀，而不是自得其乐，享受其中的满足成就感。
So the purpose of ministry is to glorify God, not to satisfy our own desire.
无论你的侍奉再好再棒，如果不能够让神得荣耀，这样的侍奉也是没有意义，也不能得到稳固的。
So it doesn't matter how well you can serve, if it doesn't glorify God, your service is futile.
因此我们必须要自我提醒，凡我们为神所做的任何事情，假如不能够让神得到荣耀，那你就不要去做。
So we must be vigilant in everything we do. If it doesn't bring glory to God, then don't do it.
就算你会因此得到许多的好处与肯定，你也必须要拒绝。
Even though you will benefit from it, you must refuse.
但相反的，假如你的侍奉能够荣耀神，就算需要付上再大的代价，你也要在所不惜。
So if you're whatever you do will glorify God, it doesn't matter how much sacrifice you will experience, you need to do it.
在新约初代教会当中，首批被选出来的七位执事当中，有一位特别优秀，他是圣经记载他是大有信心又被圣灵充满的人，叫斯提凡。
So in New Testament era, there are seven elected elders, and one of them is extraordinary. He's full of faith and filled with spirit, and his name is Stephen.
他不但有管理恩赐，又有讲道教导的恩赐，还能够行许多的神迹奇事。你说这样的人在教会服事太棒了。
And he's not only good at managing, but also good at teaching, preaching, and perform miracles.
然而他最后竟然选择为主殉道，因为这使他看见天开了，神的荣耀彰显降临。他为主殉道，成为他最美的侍奉。
And then we would think have such a person serve in the church would be wonderful. But we know at the end he was martyred. And before he was killed, he saw heaven opening and the glory of God.
在世人的角度来看，损失这样的人才太可惜了。
So we may think losing such a wonderful servant of God is a big loss.
但是他却造就了后来的保罗，把福音传到外邦的使徒。
But it made way for Paul.To be able to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
其实类似这样的故事今天仍在发生。
And also such stories still happening.
你想想看，如果连死亡这种根本是觉得倒霉不幸的事都能够荣耀神，那在你生命当中有什么不能荣耀神的呢？
So let us think. Even in death, you can glorify God. What else in your life that cannot be used to glorify Him?
其实让神真正得荣耀的关键不是因为你，而是因为你顺服基督。为基督所用。
So to glorify God is not because of you, it's because God used you to give you the grace to do so.
因为圣经告诉我们，他说叫我们所有事情我们可以因耶稣基督得荣耀。
So which because the Bible says to him be the glory and power forever May God receive all the glory in Jesus Christ.
经文最后的结论说，愿荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远，阿们。
At the end, the scripture said, "To him be the glory and power forever and ever."
那这句话我的解读是说，不要以为你的侍奉有什么了不起，所以神才得到荣耀与全能。
So, which means don't.It put us in the right place, and don't think God is glorified because of what you did. Excuse me.
反而是因为神的怜悯与恩典，才让你有资格服事，因为他本就是荣耀与全能，是永恒真理，不能改变的。
But you are able to serve because God has given you the grace to do so.
今天我们教会需要每一个人都侍奉。
So we today we need everybody to serve our church.
并不是去得那个位置，而是在你的生命当中来活出神的心意。
It's not only to possess that position, but live your life the way God wants you to.
事工的推展不是靠少数人的努力，而是要靠大家同心协力。
So the ministry is not based on a few people, but based on everyone.
我们每一个人都要侍奉。
So everyone needs to be involved.
当我们只看见自己的需要，期待别人来服侍我们，以为这样才是先得到力量来才能够服侍，这是错误的想法。
So if you think I want to be served so that I can receive strength to serve others, this kind of thought is wrong.
三年前我接受挑战，决定来到这个教会与大家一起来服侍。
So 3 years ago, God called me to serve this church.
那这段期间，我感谢弟兄姐妹的爱心支持，让我非常感动。
And during this time, I receive endless help and support from brothers and sisters.
那最近我参加一个牧者退休会啊，星期一到星期四，让我有很大的一个感触。
So last week, Monday through Thursday, I was in a retreat, and I have learned a lot.
啊，是为了帮助许多牧者，他们侍奉的劳力的压力之外，能够有机会让他们灵里得到很好的休息，能够重新得力再出发。
So the retreat, the purpose of the retreat is for the pastors to relax and recharge to in order to serve better.
那我学到一个功课，就是要先自我破碎。
So what I have learned is I have to break myself first.
神一直提醒我要先被破碎，才能够被重建，侍奉才会有果效。
And God constantly remind me that I need to be broken first and be rebuilt so I can serve Him more.
其实我们教会也一样。
So
有一个破碎过程才能够被重建。
So same apply to our church. We need to be broken first and then can be rebuilt.
神让我一幕一幕看见我过去侍奉的经历当中，每一次遭遇重大的患难与艰难，都是神一再破碎我的过程。
So God made me see sin after sin in my past, that every time when I'm facing difficulties and challenges, it's being broken and rebuilt.
于是神就让我的事工又迈向另外一个高峰。
So that I can reach a new height.
现在我需要的就是再次被神破碎，为的是让我的服事能够使基督得荣耀。
So now I need to be broken again so that Jesus Christ can be glorified.
因此，倘若过去我的侍奉或是我的家人有得罪你的，我在这里慎重跟大家道歉，请你们饶恕我，并且用爱来遮掩我及我家人的罪。
So if I have offended anyone in serving the Lord, please accept my apology and please forgive me and cover my sins and the sins of my family with your love.
我也承认我们的教会不完美，也许你刚来这个教会看见这个教会的问题了。
So I admit that our church is not perfect.You might be new, but you can see the problems.
但是对我们教会中任何人的批评与攻击都不是应该我们当做的。
But any criticism or attack towards anyone is not what should happen.
那只会给魔鬼留地步来拆毁教会，而不能荣耀神。
It only gives Satan an opportunity to destroy our church.
最重要的是，我们要相信，既然神召聚我们来到这里成为教会，我们都需要看见个人服事的责任。
So since God called us here to build His church, we need to see our responsibilities.
而不是来这里只看见别人的问题。
And not others' problems.
我们要努力奔走神在为我们预备前面的道路。
And we need to push forward according to what God has instructed us.
并且一生为主而活的心智来侍奉主。
And serve Him with our utmost effort.
这样我们将来在神面前交账的时候，我相信我们都没有后悔。你们说好不好？
So that when we face Him in the future, we will do so without regret.
我们相信神为我们预备的道路是比我们能够想象、超乎我们所想象的。
And I believe what God has prepared for us is beyond our imagination.
虽然有难处，但是我们一起来克服。
However, there's difficulties, we'll overcome.
让我们都成为侍奉主的人。
That's all.
让我们一起起立，我们来回应这首歌。
That's all.